Amen. If you feel the Holy Ghost in the house, why don't you clap your hands? If you feel the presence of the Lord, why don't you lift up your hands, lift up your voice? Why don't you entertain the presence of the Holy Ghost? God, we lift you up, Jesus. God, we exalt your name. We give you praise. God, we give you the praise that you alone are worthy of, Jesus. God, we thank you, Lord, for your glory in this house. God, for your anointing, for your power, for your grace. Anybody grateful for the grace and mercy of the Lord? Amen. It's his grace that brought you here. Amen. That we are alive and breathing this morning. Amen. Standing above the ground. And we have the privilege. Somebody say privilege. We have the privilege to come to the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. Anybody glad to be in church? Amen. Anybody glad to be in God's house? Amen. Amen. If there's anyone that is grateful to be in the house of the Lord, amen. I am truly grateful to not only be in God's house, but to be in his house that is erected in Birmingham, Louisiana. I mean, Alabama. Amen. Amen. I come from Louisiana, and we are glad to be here at New Life this morning. We're so blessed to be a part of God's church and to be connected to this body. Amen. It's been a few years now that I've preached in Birmingham. Amen. And since the last time of preaching, God has done a great thing in that he has expanded his kingdom and he has increased in this church. And the transition from the old building to this building leaves me enamored at the blessings of the Lord. Amen. Anybody glad for the blessings of the Lord? Amen. And so I give honor to your pastor, amen, for allowing me to stand in his stead this morning. Those are big shoes. I know I wear 13, but to stand in Pastor Sutton's shoes is some major shoes to fill this morning. And I appreciate him extending the invitation to this pulpit. Amen. And I believe that the Holy Ghost is going to help us this morning. Anybody ready for the word of the Lord? Amen. Amen. While you're standing, quickly turning your Bibles to the book of Psalms 139:1. And as you are turning there, amen, I want to say that I am so glad that my wife, amen, she is a praying woman and she is the best traveling partner that any preacher can ask for. Amen. And I'm thankful that she's here with me this morning. Amen. Amen. I give honor to my pastor, Pastor Tony Spell in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, for allow me to be here this morning. Amen. But I am grateful that God has allowed me to preach this gospel. And I want God's word to touch somebody here this morning. Amen. Anybody came to have the word penetrate and to touch your heart? Amen. 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 Psalm 139:1 says, O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and my uprising. Thou understandest my thought. Everybody say my thought. My thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down and are acquainted with all my ways. I believe that when we come to the house of the Lord, that there's a message that goes from the pulpit. And there's times that we can dissect that message and pick up pieces. And sometimes we can discredit a message and say that message may have not been for me. But every saint in the house, every visitor in the house, I want you this morning to make up in your mind that this message is for you. I want you to put it in your heart and your mind that whatever the Lord says to you, whatever glean you can glean from the word of the Lord this morning, I want you to make up in your mind that this word is for you. And when you do that, I guarantee you that somebody will leave here changed this morning and that God will do what he said he would do in your life. Amen. Anybody believes that this morning? Amen. If you believe it one more time, clap your hands unto the Lord. Amen. Lift up your voice and thank him for his word. God, we thank you for your spirit. God, we thank you for your presence. God, we desire, God, your presence to fill us. God, your word to speak to us. God, we need you one more time in this house. Amen. Clap your hands as loud as you can clap them one more time unto the Lord. Amen. Amen. If you love the Lord this morning, if you're going to help me preach, amen, you may be seated in the fear of the Lord in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to attempt to preach to everybody in this house. I do not want anyone to feel left out in this message. And in order for me to adequately do that, I must begin at the lowest level of understanding. In fact, that happens to be within our English language, the alphabet. Somebody say the alphabet. And so if you don't know your ABCs this morning, then you're in trouble. In the alphabet, there are 26 letters. The 24th letter is the letter X. Somebody shout X. And as peculiar as it may seem, I want to use this letter and attempt to use this letter as a representation of many facets and parts of our walk with God. And I want to title this message, X Marks the Spot. X marks the spot. The letter X is a very peculiar and odd letter. It is very odd in that in our understanding of using words, we have a very difficult time finding usage for the letter X. We have a hard time grasping its usage in grammar. In fact, if I ask you to give me five words, just five words, that begin with the letter X, you would probably start with X-ray, and then you would probably use xylophone, and then after that, you're in trouble. Because the letter X isn't a letter that we commonly associate with words. We have a hard time grappling its meaning and understanding its usage. In fact, you find this to be true even in mathematics, that if you like math, if you like that kind of thing, if you're a nerd for mathematics, you'll find that equations use X as a variable. In the equation Y equals MX plus B, X represents the value of a number that is unknown. And so you can say that this morning, X is a letter that we have little understanding about. I want to preach to somebody and use that letter to help you understand that there are times in our walk with God, there are times in our lives, in our world, and the world that you and I wake up to every day, that we have trouble. We have trouble discerning and we have trouble understanding exactly what it is that is going on in our world. Somebody say amen. We have trouble understanding exactly what God is doing in my life. I cannot put my finger on exactly what I'm going through. It seems like I've tried to gather understanding and I've tried to wrap my mind around my life and the things that I'm going through. And there are times that you just cannot figure it out. But I want to tell you that in your times of not understanding the things that go on in your life, there is a God that knows everything about you. There is a God that knows everything there is to know about your life. The Bible says he knows your down sitting and he knows your uprising. He's acquainted with all of your ways. In your time of not understanding life, know that there is a God that understands everything. Oh, I want you to clap your hands and know that God knows exactly who you are. He knows exactly where you are. He knows your name. He knows your address. There is nothing about God that escapes his mind because he knows everything. Somebody shout everything. I'll tell you why that is important. It's because there are times in our lives we lose sight of that understanding that God knows our thoughts. He knows your situations. He knows every intricate detail about your world. And there is nothing about you that God is not already aware of. He knows everything about you. But even in that, we sometimes forget, and sometimes we forget just how powerful and loving and understanding and all-knowing God is. And when we forget that, we find ourselves in a place of the unknown. You see, that X is used as a representation of an unknown value. Somebody say value. And value is important. Because if you don't understand your value, you will have a hard time living for God. If you don't understand that the God that created heaven and earth is the same God that purchased you with his blood, if you don't understand that, you will have a hard time waking up every day when life presses against you and trials come against you. You will have a hard time understanding that I know that I don't understand what's going on, but I'm still a child of God, that I'm still created by the hand of God, and I'm still called by God. Oh, somebody clap your hands if you know that God has not only called you, but he's ordained you, and he's fashioned you, and he knows exactly who you are. I've come to help somebody this morning. It's okay if I do that. I've come to help you this morning because there are times that we lose sight of our value in God, and we think that we don't have purpose, and there's a family tree of degrading and descending, and we find out that people will talk about you and people will degrade you because your mama wasn't good and your daddy was no good, and I guess she won't be any good any either. But I want to tell you that God has a stock in you, that God has value in you, that God has put a price on you that no man can buy. I'm telling you that the Holy Ghost has come to tell you this morning that God knows who you are, that God sees where you are, and God has marked you with his blood. Somebody say X marks the spot. When we lose sight of our value, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 29, are not two sparrows, just little bitty birds, are not two sparrows sold for a farthing, and not one of them fall on the ground without the Father, but the very hairs of your head are all numbered. That means if you're going bald this morning or you're hairy like Bigfoot, God knows exactly who you are. He knows your address. He knows where you live. He created your DNA, the fingerprints, the design that is not replicated or duplicated. God did that because he cares about you. He did that because he's called you. He did that because he knows your name. So don't feel like a nobody. Don't feel like you're insignificant. Know that God knows who you are, and X marks the spot. Oh, somebody clap your hands as loud as you can unto Jesus. God, Jesus. You see, there are times that we have tests. Everybody shout test. There are times in our lives that we have tests, and if you're not going through one, if you've never been through one, guess what? It's coming. There's a thing that God uses to prove his love. There's trials. Everything's not the devil. As people say, my car got a flat. Man, the devil's after me this morning. But maybe God's trying to teach you patience. And maybe God's trying to work out some stuff in your life because you don't understand your value until you really learn to trust in God. Because you will find out that in my flesh, I'm nothing. Without God, I'm nothing. It's in him that I live and I move and I have my being. But my value is nothing unless God is added to my life, unless God is working in my life. And you'll find that test is another place that we see that X pop up. Anybody was good in school, anybody was some quizzers, you were the best student in the class, you'll find that when people rush in their tests, they put the wrong answer. Somebody say the wrong answer. And when you put the wrong answer in your test, you'll find that it's either because you didn't study or because you relied on your own wisdom and you rushed through that test and the wrong answer. The teacher has no problem putting a big X when you get it wrong. Somebody say amen. And that big X, as big as that big red X, you just look at it and be like, man, I can't believe I got that wrong. But you have to understand that same principle happens if we're not careful in the spirit. It's because when things don't go right on your job and things are not going right at home, you find that as a man, it's easy for me to say I'm the man of the house and I can insert my wisdom and my intellectual understanding, and I'm the man, I run the ship, and I know what to do, and then you find out that you get it wrong. All the men say amen. And when you get it wrong, you realize it was because you did not properly prepare for the test by talking to the teacher who's God and saying, God, I need the proper answer. I need the answer for my life. I need help in my world. I need your hand in my life. I'm telling you that if you don't trust in God, you'll get the wrong answer every time. But for every answer, there's an answer when you talk to Jesus. For every answer in your life, there's an answer if you pray and talk to God. Where you say, preacher, I ain't get the answer yet. Well, you keep on praying. You keep on talking to God. You keep coming to the house of God. And God will give you the answer. Somebody say amen. Am I helping anybody just yet this morning? Just hang on. Your time's coming. I'm coming for you this morning. And that X represents, we are people that we love to tell people what's going on in our world. I mean, I know some folks, when I see them coming, I'm like, no, I do not want to talk to them today. Because their back hurts, and they got kidney stones, and they got an earache, and I just lost. Every time you talk to them, all they're talking about is what's going wrong. Problems in my marriage, X. Problems on my job, X. My children are being rebellious, X. I can't pay my bills, X. I'm going out my mind, X. And you'll find out that there's everything that can be wrong. But let me tell you what's right this morning. The blood of Jesus that erases every X in your life. The blood of Jesus, the name of Jesus. That when there's things going wrong, I got to find the spot where Jesus is. I got to find a place of redemption and grace and strength and power and the love of God. Because X marks the spot where Jesus is. Oh, anybody feel the Holy Ghost this morning? I'm telling you, be encouraged this morning. I know your ship is rocking and stuff is messed up, but Jesus is in the house. There's a place for you in the house. Oh, clap your hands one more time unto the Lord. That X looms over us. It captivates our mind. Times that we find it hard to drag ourselves to church because I got so much that's weighing on me. I know that I need to go to church, but I don't see things getting better. I don't see things working out. Stuff is just staying stuck, and I'm in a rut, and I can't get out. Everything that can go wrong is going wrong. But when there's an X of the cross that you find your knees at, and you say, Jesus, if you can help me get out, if you can help me work things out, because I've been inserting the wrong answer into the equation. Sir, this morning, when you insert prayer, it will never go wrong. When you insert God, you can never go wrong. When you insert the word, when you insert the word of God, I'm telling you, life will get better. Days will get brighter. Tomorrow will be a good day in Jesus' name. That when you step on that job, you will walk in authority. I want you to feel what I'm preaching to you this morning. X marks the spot where Jesus is. The Bible, I felt this in the Holy Ghost. I know I've preached this message
God has been dumping it on my heart to preach it to several churches I've been. But when he laid it on my heart, there were some things that start popping up about this church. Because I believe that there are folks here right now. You may be a visitor and you may have been coming for a few weeks, but it is not an accident that you stumbled your way into this sanctuary, because God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you need, and he knows exactly where he's taking you. It's not an accident that you love what you feel when you come here. You hear the preacher preach, and you've visited some churches, and they may be denominational churches, and they have good music, but the word is what grabs you, because you know truth is being preached, and you're hearing stuff that you didn't hear anywhere else. And I'll tell you why. Hold on, I'm coming. I'll tell you why. It's because the Bible in Matthew chapter 13 and verse 44 likens the kingdom of heaven to a treasure that is hidden in the field. Now, if you think about that X, you know where I'm going. Because in old times, people used to use maps. If you know what that is anymore. Before Siri and Waze and Google Maps came on the scene, there was a thing called a map, and it was on paper. Can you believe that? It was on paper. But this is even before we had roads and highways. But in the old days, they would represent the location of destination by an X. And that X represented not the place where you were, but the place where you were going. And right now, there are people in this house that you don't understand where you are. I mean, your world right now is so messed up, you need to be on a reality TV show. But where you're going, it's more important than where you are. And when you find treasure in the field, the Bible says that the man for joy, he sold all that he had and he bought the field, because there was something powerful about the treasure that was on that X. I want to tell you that if you came to this house and you don't know what Jesus' name baptism is, you need to find the X. If you don't know what the Holy Ghost is, today is the day that you can find the treasure that takes your soul to the best place you ever been. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost moving right now. I'm telling you, X marks the spot. I know that your world is in shambles, but God's taking you to a better place. God's taking you to a greater place. God has a place marked just for you. If you feel that, you ought to praise God and say, God, can you get me out of this mess? God, can you take me from this place? God, one step after the other. God, one inch after the other. God, take me where you want me to go. I'm telling you, I feel it in the Holy Ghost. I'm telling you, God knows exactly where you are. I'm preaching to the people that you feel like a nobody. You feel like an ex. You feel insignificant. You feel like you don't have meaning, that you're wandering around in the desert. But the Bible says to trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on thy own understanding. And all thy ways, the ways that God are acquainted with, he said, acknowledge him and he shall direct your path. I want to preach to some men that you've been praying for some stuff to happen on your job. If you need direction, don't seek it in your family. Don't seek it in your friends. It's easy to tell your coworkers what's going on. But when you bend that knee and you talk to Jesus, the Holy Ghost will lead you and guide you into all truth. And God orders your steps, the good steps. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord. And God will take you where you need to go. He'll give you direction. Every word that flows from your mouth, it'll come from God, because I mess things up. It's like that man that doesn't listen to his wife. He said, baby, I think we're supposed to turn there. She's like, nah, I think we're supposed to go this way. Nah, I think we really missed our exit. Nah, girl, I know where I'm going. You notice none of the men were laughing. They didn't think that was funny. Then you get down the road, three more exits, and you'd be like, this don't look too familiar. I think we, I told you we was going the wrong way. It's because when you lean on your own direction, your own understanding, you will lead yourself to roads that God does not want you to walk on. And you will end up on paths that the devil has destined for you. There's snares and traps and obstacles, and you're trying to figure out how did I end up on this road. But you need to take a U-turn in the spirit and say, lead me, Jesus. Lead me, Jesus. Lead me, Jesus. I messed up. I've got off on the wrong exit. I need your spirit to take me home. I need your spirit to get me back on track. Anybody need the Holy Ghost to lead you this morning? Anybody need the Spirit of God to touch you this morning? You ought to lift up your hands and lift up your voice and say, God, guide me, Jesus. God, I need direction, Lord. I need help in my family, Jesus. I need your answer. Somebody clap your hands one more time unto the Lord. X marks the spot where Jesus is. But sometimes we have trouble. We have trouble because we know where God is. It's a deep place. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Almighty shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place, you got to find that place. You got to find that place where Jesus is. But the problem is sometimes we come to church and we make minimal effort. Somebody say effort. People think that Pentecostals and apostolic people are crazy. All that dancing and running and shouting and stuff is just, I don't know if I want to do all that. But let me tell you something about making an effort. There was a man in the Bible, the book of Luke, chapter 19, verse 3, a man by the name of Zacchaeus. This man is a man that we can relate to because the Bible says that he was a publican. He was a tax collector. He was the IRS. And so nobody liked him come April 15th. He was a man that people talked about him. He was no good. They would accuse the publicans of stealing money, kind of like the IRS. So he was not well liked when he walked around town. I want to tell you that. People talked about him. Now, people in this house, you feel that nobody knows what you're going through. People talk about you. They rag you out. They drag you through the mud. But Jesus knows what that feels like. The Bible says he that knew no sin became sin. He became what he never was just to know what you feel. He was lied on. Don't think you're by yourself. He was talked about. Don't think that you're by yourself. He was mistreated. Don't think you're by yourself. He was spit on. He was beat. He was bruised. He knows exactly the pain that you feel when your family turns against you for trying to live for God. He knows exactly what you feel when you're trying to do your best and you fall flat on your face and people laugh at you. He was mocked and laughed at for not what he did wrong, but for what he did right. God knows exactly what you feel. And Zacchaeus, he didn't have that hope and that joy that we have this morning, but he heard about Jesus. Somebody say Jesus. He heard about Jesus, and the Bible says that as Jesus was walking by, that he could not get through because of the press. I need your help this morning. Perfect example. Come. You. What's your name?
Hedley.
Hedley is Brother Zacchaeus this morning. And you got to imagine, at one time I was a little guy, but the Lord blessed me. Thank you, Jesus. And so I'm 6'1", 200 pounds, so maybe I don't understand what Zacchaeus felt like. But the Bible says that Zacchaeus was of little stature. That means he was a shorter man. You kind of tall. I shouldn't have picked you, man. But can you imagine being in the crowd and everybody's pushing you around and saying, get out of the way, Zacchaeus. We're trying to see Jesus too. And Zacchaeus is trying to fight his way and everybody's pushing him around. And I can imagine that Zacchaeus felt insignificant. And he felt looked over. And he felt this small. He felt like an ex. But Zacchaeus had something inside of him that I pray that you get a hold of this morning. Because the Bible says that when he would see Jesus, when he tried to see Jesus, he realized that he had a hard time getting where he was trying to get. But the Bible says that he found a sycamore tree. Now, I gotta drop this in there because you may not know, a sycamore tree is not a little hardwood tree. It is not an oak tree that has low-lying branches. It is erect, and then the branches are much higher. So that means Zacchaeus, when he got to that base with his little bitty arms, he had to hike his way up that tree. He had to make some serious effort to get to that tree. And he had to make a serious effort to get up that tree. But when he got to the top of that tree, his effort was worth it, because the Bible says that as Jesus passed by, that he looked up and he came to the place where he was. I don't know if you feel what I'm preaching to you right now, but I want to tell somebody in the Holy Ghost this morning that you may have not got out of your shell of comfortability, but if you make the effort to get to Jesus this morning at the altar call, if you lift up your hands and you say, God, I'm making the effort to get to the place where you are, Jesus will show up. God will come to your house. He says, Zacchaeus, be of good cheer, for I'm coming to your house today. I've already marked you. I've already called you. I'm coming to visit with you. I want to tell a mama, stop crying about your babies. God knows exactly what he's doing. Stop crying about stuff you can't fix, but you get to Jesus. But you get to the house. But you get to the altar. But you get to the place where Jesus is. And God will change. God will show up. X marks the spot. Oh, somebody clap your hands if you feel him. I'm telling you, God's come to heal. He's come to restore. He's come to bring strength to your tears. He sees them. He knows exactly who you are. I'm almost done. I'm almost done. Am I helping anybody yet? God knows exactly where you are. He knows exactly what you're dealing with. There's pain in your heart this morning. There's hurt. I felt every confirmation that will say it this morning. There's stuff that's going on in your world that nobody even knows that you're dealing with. And you try to smile and you put on your Sunday best. But guess what? People have no idea if they knew the pain that you're carrying, if they knew the hurt, if they knew the X, the wrong that's going on, the stuff that people have did to you, if they only knew. But they don't have to know. Because God knows. They don't have to know. Because Jesus, he knows your thoughts. He sees your pain. He sees your hurt. And not only does he see it and he know it, but X marks the spot and he's going to meet you there. He's going to meet you there this morning. If you believe it. Because that is the hardest part. As we come to the music. That is the hardest part. The tears on your face, God sees them. The heartbreak in your family, you've been talking about going to a counselor. Guess what? God sees. And he hears what goes on behind closed doors. But I want to talk about the place where God would meet you. Can I talk about that for a minute? John chapter 20, verse 25 is a place that I want to tap into the people that feel left out. Every visitor, I want you to hear what I'm telling you. Every saint, I want you to hear what I'm telling you. There are times that we feel overlooked. and we callously and ignorantly charge God for not knowing what we're going through. But because we say, God, if you really cared about me, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through right now. Anybody knows what I'm talking about? And you find this to be the same scenario. The disciples, the 12 men, now 11. Then they added another. The men that walked with God. After his resurrection, Jesus showed himself by many infallible proofs. And Jesus not only did that, but he showed himself to his disciples. I want you to listen carefully. I want everybody to lock in with me. Lock in. Lock in. He showed himself to all of his disciples, except one. Somebody say one. I want you to think about yourself. I'm still talking to you. And when the disciples came to Thomas, who's the one, they were excited, Brother Antoine. They said, guess what, Thomas? We saw Jesus. Thomas, can you believe it? We saw the Messiah. He rose. He showed himself to us. He's alive. I've put myself in Thomas' shoes. Try to imagine this scenario, and anybody with a heartbeat, when God shows himself and does something in somebody's life, you got two choices to make. Either be happy for them or feel left out. And I can imagine Thomas had this grin like, that's cool. But something deep down in his heart felt like, that's kind of unfair. It's kind of unfair that God would bless him with a job, and I've been praying for a job for a long time. It's kind of unfair that God would bless them and give to them, and I've been praying. It seems unfair. I'm talking to somebody this morning. God, it's not fair. You did it for them. You can't do it for me. And I can imagine Thomas at that point, he wanted to make himself feel better. He's probably like, y'all just playing, y'all just lying, y'all just trying to make me jealous. He said, in fact, I don't even believe y'all. I think y'all just making it up. Y'all knew I wasn't here, and y'all wanted to make me feel bad. Don't you think that somebody tell you some good news, you think they're trying to make you feel bad? But Jesus heard that. He felt that. And the Bible says that he walked through the wall. 8 days later, he showed up. And he walked right up to Thomas. He said, Thomas, I want you to feel my hand. He said, that spot right there, it was marked just for you. Thomas, feel my side. That spot right there, it was marked just for you. I'm telling you that when Jesus was on the cross, he did it just for you. Those nails in his hands, those scars in his side as we stand to our feet. I feel the Holy Ghost right now. I feel God moving and sweeping and coming into the sanctuary. I want everybody to close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. Close your eyes. Close your eyes. This message may not be for everybody, but I want to talk to the hurting right now. I want to talk to those that have secret pains, that have secret hurts, that have weights that are beyond bearing. And I want you right now, I want you to put it in your heart and say, God, I came to this house this morning. Every saint that's been struggling with direction, this morning is your morning to get a word from God and say, God, can you speak to me? God, can you lead me? God, can you guide me? Give me direction. I don't want to make one turn without you. To every visitor that's come to the house, you don't know what it is you're feeling right now. You can get the Holy Ghost this morning, but you need to buy the field. You need to buy the treasure. This place, this house, marks the place where Jesus is. This is your home. This is your family. This is the place where you can be made whole. This is the place. I feel the Holy Ghost. And I want you to know that if you make the effort this morning, I want you to hear me carefully. If you make the effort, I know you want to stay where you are. That's a comfortable place. But X marks the spot of not where you are, but where you're going. Where God wants to take you. What God wants to do in your ministry. What God wants to do in your family. Anybody feel the Holy Ghost right now? If you feel the Holy Ghost right now, I want you to lift up your hands as high as you can. As high as you can. But not with just lifted hands. But I want you to lift up your voice and close your eyes. And the pain, God will heal. And the hurt, God will make it new. And the pain that nobody sees, God will show up at the spot. If you insert Jesus into the equation. If you put God in the place of your heartache. Come on, that's it right there. I want you to do like Zacchaeus. I want you to make your way to Jesus. I want you to press beyond your feelings and say, I want to get to the place where Jesus is. Come on, don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed to step out of that pew and drag your way to the altar, because that marks the spot where Jesus can heal you, where Jesus can restore you. Come on, that's it, the Holy Ghost. Come on, the Holy Ghost. I want you to throw your head back. I want you to lift up your hands and say, God, can you touch me this morning? If you need the Holy Ghost, God, I give it to you. If you want it, cry out as loud as you can. Say, God, I've made some mistakes. God, can you forgive me, Jesus? God, I've got some answers wrong. Can you forgive me, Jesus? God, can you give me the right answer? Can you give me the right word? Come on, that's it, mama. God sees your tears. Come on, you ought to be desperate in your prayer. You ought to be desperate in your cry. And say, God, meet me at the place.
Yes, I believe.
Come on, I need some prayer warriors to help me pray. Come on, there's folks in this altar that need their lives transformed. They need Jesus, God to meet them at the place. They need God to show up.
Lord, I believe. Lord God, I believe.
Come on, believe it. Come on, believe it. Come on, believe that God's showing up to your house. He's coming to your house today. He's coming to your house today.
Yes, God, I believe. I believe. Lord God, I believe.
Come on, let the Holy Ghost flow out. Come on, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Come on, let it flow out. Come on, there's a river of direction. There's a river of joy. There's a river of strength. Holy Ghost, pray. Be desperate. Get up that tree. Get up that tree. You open up your mouth and say, God, I need your spirit. God, I need your spirit. If you haven't been baptized in the name of Jesus, make the effort. Push your way through and say, I need a change today.
Come on, you can get freedom. Come on, you can get a breakthrough. You can get it at the spot. Step in. Step in. Step in. Come on, this is a place. Come on, this is your home. This is a place where Jesus is.
You are.
Get to that place. Come on, push your way to that place. Come on, God didn't get up on you. You get to Jesus. Come on, get to Jesus. Come on, the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is for you. Come on, meet Jesus. Meet Jesus. Feel Jesus. Come on, the evidence was speaking in tongues. God will give you strength in another tongue. With a stammer and nipping under the tongue. I will speak. I will speak. Come on, you feel abused. You feel abused, but God will meet you at that place of pain. Come on, you're right there. Come on, the evidence of speaking in tongues. Come on, it's right there. It's right there. Come on, God's spirit is for you. Come on, His grace is for you. His love is for you. Meet Him. Meet Him. Meet Him. Come on, the Holy Ghost is lingering. Come on, the Holy Ghost, you feel the Spirit of God. You feel the Spirit of God. When God's Spirit touches you, yield to His Spirit. Yield to His Spirit. In the name of Jesus, come on, His Spirit will flow. Will flow.
Jesus, you are.
Jesus, you are.
Oh, yes, I believe.
I believe. You're my Lord.
Lord God,
come on, God can heal you. Come on, the devil's a liar. God can heal you. God can heal you. Yes, there's an answer. It's Jesus. Yes, there's an answer. It's Jesus. Everything that's wrong, the answer is still Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
You're my healer. Jesus, I believe. You're all I need.
Jesus, you are.
Jesus.
Jesus,
Jesus,
oh, I believe
you are.
Oh, you're
my Lord.
Yes, Lord, I
believe
you are.
You're more than enough for me.
Jesus, you are.
Jesus, you are.
Lord, I believe.
I believe.
Hallelujah.
You're.
Come on, you feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, you feel the Holy Ghost strengthening you. Come on, you feel the Holy Ghost. God will give you His Spirit. God will give you His Spirit. That's it right there. Come on, that's it right there. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Let it out. Come on, the Holy Ghost. Come on, the Holy Ghost.
Somebody say Jesus.
Jesus, you are.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I believe.
I said the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
I believe.
I believe.
You're everything I need.
Yes, Lord.
You're everything I need.
Come on, I said the Holy Ghost is being poured out. Come on, the Holy Ghost is being poured out. Come on, you're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you.
Oh, Lord, I believe.
Oh,
yes.
I believe more than enough for me.
Jesus, you are everything I need.
Jesus, you are.
Oh, God, I believe.
I believe you're my healer.
Yes, Lord, I believe. You're everything I need.
You are all I need.
Jesus, you are.
Come on, Jesus is all you need. Come on, you need Jesus. There's no other answer. There's no other way.
You're my portion.
God, I gotta get to you, Jesus. God, I gotta get to you, Jesus. God, I gotta get to you, Jesus. God, I need more of you, Jesus. I need your strength in my family. I need your strength in my house. Jesus cares about you. He loves you so much. He loves you so much.
For me, Lord, yes, you are.
Jesus, you are.
Oh, I believe. You're my healer. Yes, God, I believe.
I believe. You are all I need.
Jesus, you are.
Jesus, you are.
Oh, I believe.
I believe.
You're my portion.
You're my portion.
Yes, God, I believe it.
I believe.
You're more than enough.
More than enough for me.
Jesus, you are.
Jesus, you are.
Lord, I believe.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing.